And that's the recorder. So I'll start with some questions about your younger life, and specifically your grandparents. Where did your grandparents grow up, if you can remember?
They grew up here in Bernardino.
Okay.
And I didn't know them because they died.
Okay. Both sides, both your mother and your father's?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you really never heard any comments from them?
Not from them,
okay.
No.
Okay, okay. Do you know how your grandparents earned their living?
Yes, my grandfather was a bricklayer.
Okay.
And I'm sure he did a lot of the work here in Bernardino, but I have nothing to support that.
Uh-huh, okay.
But that's what he was, a bricklayer. I have that on this census paper.
Okay.
1895.
Okay. You can look at that as we're talking, mm-hmm. if you wish, and after we're finished, I'd love to take a look at it, too.
All righty, because 1895, he was 49 years old, married, Rick Mason.
Okay. Do you have a name?
Georgia. Yes. Okay. Ray Delaney.
Ray Delaney.
Ray
okay.
Delaney.
Now, is that with an E, N-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how this D-E-L, no, it isn't. It's D-E-L-A-N-Y.
Okay, now Jackie, for example, is EY.
Yes.
I'm not sure where all that happened.
I'm not
EY. But that's okay.
That's right, yes. Some okay. of them changed the name with the, put the A on it. I don't know why I left the E out.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What else do you have about your grandfather there?
That's all I have about him.
Okay.
And his wife.
His wife's name?
Louisa. Delaney.
Okay.
She was in 1895, she was 45 years old, and born in Georgia.
Oh, St. Mary's, I
yes,
guess,
right.
or thereabouts.
That's it, because I'm going to look that up. It was St. Mary's.
Okay.
Because I heard my mother say that.
Okay.
Right? And
do you remember your mother or your father, well, specifically your mother now, saying mm-hmm. anything about these folks that you remember? You didn't know them yourself, but...
No, I didn't. I know my mother adored them and just thought that they were heavenly. They had such a lovely family life.
Okay.
They were loving parents to all of their children.
Okay. Do you know how many children they had?
They had 12.
12.
And my mother was the baby of 12.
I see.
But
okay.
all 12 didn't live because I didn't know some of them.
Okay. Okay.
I knew... some of my uncles.
Okay.
Shall I call their names?
Well, sure.
Already. I knew Jackie's grandfather was James Delaney.
Okay.
First. Then there was my Aunt Sarah Delaney. She was a noble after she married.
Okay. N-O-B-L-E?
Yes.
Okay.
And there was Annis Purse. Annis Delaney Purse.
Can you spell Annis?
A-N-E-S-T.
Okay, okay.
Now, her name is, what is that name they have? Anastasia.
Okay.
But they have it written down here wrong. The spelling is so very wrong. A-R-I-S-T-A-C-H-A. But it's A-N.
Yeah.
A-S-T-I-E. Anastasia.
Okay.
But everyone called her Annis.
Okay. No, I can understand that.
She lived on 6th Street in Fernandina.
6th Street.
Yes.
Okay.
And Sarah also lived on 6th Street.
Okay.
Then there was Uncle Arthur. He was a bricklayer also.
Okay.
There was Uncle Tom. I didn't know him very well. He lived in Jacksonville most of his life.
Okay.
And he ran on the train as a Pullman porter from Miami to Jacksonville.
Okay.
At one time from New York, I think, to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Then he changed. From Miami to, from New York, from Jacksonville to New York.
Okay.
Jacksonville to Miami. I'm getting myself all messed up. So
that's
you see,
okay.
You
don't worry about that. That's okay.
Already then there was my mother.
Okay.
She was.
Did you give me her first name?
No.
No.
Her first name was Teresa Estelle.
That's beautiful.
But they call her Essie. Everybody know her as Essie.
E-S-S-I-E?
Yes, that's
okay.
right.
Now we'll get to your parents in a minute, but
yes.
that's okay.
But
and there were more
now,
children?
No, that's all the children that I know.
Okay.
I think they had two sets of twins that died.
Okay.
And whoever the other ones was must have died.
Okay.
But at that time, when the census was taken, my mother was 4 years old.
Okay.
Yet she had a grown married brother and a sister who was teaching school.
That wonderful.
That was Aunt Sarah.
Okay.
And Uncle Jimmy.
Okay.
That's James Delaney the First.
Okay. And Jackie is the third, I believe. Isn't
Jackie
he?
Is the third,
yes,
that's
okay.
Right. And Uncle Jimmy was a bricklayer also. I remember them real well with their white overalls on, you know, mixing
yeah.
cement and
uh-huh.
going out to work every morning.
Uh-huh.
And like I told someone before, I'm sure they did work on all most of these buildings,
yes.
the old buildings.
Yes. The
but,
fort,
mm-hmm.
For example, is filled with bricks and the
yes.
wonderful brickwork if
right.
you go take a look at it.
And he did so much stonework in the cemetery.
Okay.
He kept the family graves up all the time.
Wonderful.
I have pictures of Thomas Sterling Delaney and his wife, the headstones.
Okay.
And you wouldn't believe they look as wonderful as they do here.
Isn't that wonderful?
It has the date of their
uh-huh.
birth and their death
yes.
on it
okay.
and everything here.
All right. Did your family, back to your grandparents, do you know where they were during the Civil War? Did they stay around St. Mary's or did they?
No, that's when they were in St. Mary's
uh-huh.
with the Mock family.
Okay, then they came
then
over
here.
Then
they came here to Fernandina.
Okay.
And this is where they stayed. The only one that migrated that I know of from Florida was Henry Baird Delaney.
Okay.
He was the one that went away.
Yes, okay. Do you happen to know if there is history on him at St. Augustine's in North Carolina? Have
oh,
you ever heard?
I'm sure it must
yes.
be. Yes, I'm quite sure it is.
I plan to go up there, and when I go,
right.
I'll be glad to share.
Oh, that would be
I'm
wonderful.
Intrigued. So I go
yeah.
to St. Peter's, and he
yes.
was the first black Episcopal
mm-hmm.
bishop
that's
in the United
right.
States.
In the United States,
yes.
that's right.
That's
I
right.
noticed in the paper the young lady made a mistake, too. She said that he was the first black bishop in town, but he was never bishop.
No,
here,
he was
see,
not.
No.
He went to St. Augustine and became
right.
a deacon there.
That's right.
And then a priest, mm-hmm. and he became a bishop in 1909, I believe.
Yes, I think so. I have that paper here, too. Because we had gone to St. Peter's.
I see.
And took it from their history corner, my
okay.
cousin and I. That's
okay.
right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your parents then. Your mother and your father. Where was your father from?
My father was from St. Mary's.
St. Mary's?
Georgia,
well, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
do I
course.
Have his name? Did you mention his name?
No.
Okay.
His name was James Franklin Clark.
James Franklin Clark.
Yes,
okay.
Known as Frank.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where did your mother and your father meet?
They met in St. Mary's
okay.
because my mother had a married sister living in St. Mary's.
Okay.
Flora, you know, I didn't call out Flora's name on there. Flora Delaney.
Okay.
And my mother would go and spend the summers with her.
That's
and
your mother's sister, Flora.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And she was quite young, and of course she met my father then on one of her visits.
Okay.
She decided to marry.
Okay. Were they married right there in St. Mary's?
Right in St. Mary's.
Okay.
By an old black minister who had been a slave. He was born a slave.
Okay.
That's with Henry Williams.
Henry Williams.
Yes, that's on her marriage certificate
okay.
I had it in the room.
Okay. Now, how old were your mother and father roughly when you were born? Do you happen to know that?
Yes. I think I can give you an idea. Now, let me see. They married in 1908.
Okay.
And I was born, all right. 1908. Now let me see. How old would mother have been? She was born in 1891.
Oh, okay.
Figure up from there. I need a pencil.
Oh, that's okay. I can figure that out. That's
right.
Okay.
She was born in 1891.
Okay.
Married
okay.
in 1908. She was very young.
Okay.
I think she was
okay.
either 60 and old, 50 and. So when I, and then she didn't have any children for 5 years after she married.
Okay.
So she must have been like about 22, I think, when I was born.
Okay.
My sister was born first. I had an older sister.
Okay.
And she was born first.
And were just two of you now?
No, there were four of us.
Four, okay.
Yes,
you
right.
had, did you have a brother or so in there?
Yes, I have a brother who's living James Clark. He was named after my father.
Okay.
And I have a brother deceased, Joseph William Clark.
I see, okay, mm-hmm. All right. What, I don't think I asked you what your father's occupation was. Was he in the brick business as well?
No, my father wasn't. He was, in his early years, he was like what you would call a drayman.
Okay,
a taxi
sure.
driver with
yeah,
a horse and
yeah,
buggy
okay.
around the town.
Okay.
And taking people through the counties and things.
Okay.
And then he also was a woodcutter. He sold wood. He had land and leased
okay.
land
okay.
that his father had left to him.
I want to be sure I understand now. Was that in St. Mary's? Or
that's
was,
in St. Mary's,
okay.
yes.
When did they come to Fernandina?
After they first married, and after his father died, I think he died shortly after they married, they decided to come back to Florida, at least loved Florida. And they went down to a little town called Stark, Florida.
I know where Stark is.
And I think he was working, I don't know the name of the people he was working for, but someone with horses. Horse stables or something
sure.
like that. That was his business.
Because he had that background.
Yes, right. And then they went from there to another little place called Stark.
Okay.
Or Stark and Lord, about the same almost,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
And they just decided, no, that they didn't want to stay there. They didn't stay too long, maybe a couple of years. Then they moved here to Fernandina.
Okay.
We lived on the beach track. We called it the beach track then, you know, where the trolley tracks used to run
okay,
along.
Okay, sure, okay.
But everybody called it the beach track.
Because of Beach Street, is that right?
Yes,
okay.
right.
Okay, I'm learning.
So, that's right. So they lived there for about 3 or 4 years. My sister was born here in Fernandina.
Okay.
And
now she's older than you.
Yes, she's
okay.
older than
okay.
me.
Okay.
And then at the time, 2 years after she was born, then they were expecting me.
Okay.
And my father had sold his homestead when they left to go further down in Florida. To
the homestead in St. Mary's?
In St. Mary's,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
His father had left him the old homestead.
Okay.
So he got a chance to buy that back.
Oh, okay.
And he decided to do that. And
okay.
bought the old homestead back and moved there. That's where I was born and my brothers.
You were born in St. Mary's
yes.
then? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were... Well, you never really, in the beginning, you didn't live here. You were,
no,
your mother was carrying you.
Yes,
you went, okay.
and I was, that's what I told you, I was
okay.
born there.
Okay.
But after I became school age, I guess around 06 and 07, then mother liked the schools in Fernandina better
okay.
than St. Mary's.
I see.
We would come and
yeah. Do you remember here. Why? Was there something specific about the schools that she liked better? Or?
I don't know. I don't know whether the schools were in Georgia was accredited at that time or
I see.
Not.
Okay.
But I do know that the Florida schools she liked. And
okay.
It was kind of easy for us because there was some old captain. He ran a boat from St. Mary's to Fernandina, and we would come and stay the week and go back home on the weekends.
Oh, now where did you stay?
We stayed with my aunts. I stayed with Jack, his grandfather, for a while.
Okay.
That family. Then I stayed with my aunt Sarah.
Okay.
Because this was the old school that used to be on 12th Street.
Okay. Do you remember the name
11th
of it?
Street.
Remember the name of it?
I think it was called Peck High School.
Oh, Peck. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Peck High School.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was a little girl, and my aunt lived on 6th Street. So she and my mother decided, well, then I would live with my Uncle Jimmy because it was too far for me to walk from 6th Street to 11th Street where the school was.
You kind of just lived with everybody.
I did, right. We were just a loving, big family, yes.
Okay. We're talking now more about your parents before we get too far with you. Did your parents have concerns about racial problems? Did they talk to you about slavery?
Yes,
these
they
kinds
did.
Of things?
They tried, and then they protected us from it because it was a horrible time in life.
Okay.
And many times they really protected us. They didn't want us to know all the badness, I think, that really went on here.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we grew up at places that we couldn't go, the drugstores or the theaters, we just did not go. They did not permit us to go.
Did they tell you why? Did they share with you why they didn't want you to go to these places?
Oh, yes, they did.
What did they tell you?
They would say, no, you are just as good as anybody else in the world.
Right.
But we prefer you not going in there if they don't want you there.
Okay.
Because my father was real fiery about his children and his girls.
And I think that's wonderful.
He did not want anything to ever happen to
him.
Okay. And I must say this, though, we were a real respected family, the white and the black, in
okay.
the town of St. Mary's here.
Okay.
Mentioned my father's name, and that was it.
Yes, okay.
The whites, all the old whites have died out now that really knew us, the Rudolphs and the Bachelots and McDonald's, all
uh-huh.
those, but they were really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say that we had any altercation with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not the years that I knew. Now children will be children, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, sure.
Children will pick at children.
Yes.
And things like
uh-huh.
that will happen.
Uh-huh.
But as the grown-ups, we always
uh-huh.
took ourselves in a respected way and were respected by the town people.
Did they teach you as young children what had happened during slavery? Did they talk about it?
Yes, they would talk about it
mm-hmm.
sometime because they were not slaves, see, but they knew what the...
They were descendants of
yes,
slaves.
Descendants of
yes.
slaves, that's
yes.
right. Now, my mother, father, and my father were born slaves, but you know, they weren't actually grown up to be a part
yes.
of slavery,
yes.
I guess. They,
yes.
But anyway, sure, they would talk to us about it and tell us terrible things that people said happened. And we could read, you know, and hear awful things happening even then.
They wanted you to understand, but they wanted
yes.
to protect you from
yes,
any of the... Yes,
that's
okay.
True. That's right.
Well, I
yes.
think that's terribly important that
of
young
course,
young people
yeah.
know what happened.
Yes,
so.
Sure, that's right.
Yes, okay.
It certainly is. And we had many books on slavery. Oh, I just am so sorry that I don't have the books
mm-hmm.
I did have then. But when I left from here to go to New York, I just left to go for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
Had two little girls, and my mother couldn't picture me, you know, being here all the time by myself. She was there, all my family was there then.
In New York?
In New York, yes.
Thank you.
So then I went, and I didn't come back for 5 years.
I see.
And of course, people had plundered the home, and books were destroyed, and things like that
mm-hmm.
that meant so much to us here.
No one took care of the property for you when you
no,
were away?
No, my cousins was living right next door. But I guess people would just break in, you know,
uh-huh.
wind and rain would get in and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what wasn't damaged then, I just got rid of that
mm-hmm.
after I came back home.
You're talking about plundering. Did you hear of
mm-hmm.
problems in the area when you were living in St. Mary's, such awful things as lynching and
occasionally you would, and I've heard of the
Ku Klux Klan
riding around.
Yeah.
But we were always they made us stay in the house.
You never saw them.
Didn't see them.
Okay.
No.
I remember talking to Alice
mm-hmm.
Card, and she mentioned
mm-hmm.
a parade two blocks away from her, and
mm-hmm.
she said she was terrified. And
I know.
Can
I
appreciate
was too.
That. Yes.
Because I remember mm-hmm. that when in Ferndean I was here. At one time they had a parade
uh-huh.
here in the open daytime
uh-huh.
they had paraded
uh-huh.
the streets.
Okay. How were your parents educated?
I think mother had a high school education, or as far as school went up to the 10th grade.
Okay.
And my father, he had just elementary school. up to about eighth grade, I think, something
like that. They both could read, I assume?
Oh, yes, they both could read and write.
Did all the children read, were taught to read? Okay.
Yes, everybody was taught to read.
Okay. Can you just relax a little bit and give me some memories of your parents?
Yes, maybe, I think I can.
Things that you remember about them, maybe some things you didn't like, maybe, you know, whatever.
Well, I was one of those that like almost everything about them.
Sure.
Because they were so warm and sweet to us here. And I do remember that my father, in recent years, he worked like on the fish boards in some recent years.
Pogie fishing, maybe?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
That was hard work, I understand.
That was hard work. And he even, you know, at one time, St. Mary's had a paper mill there.
Yes.
They called it the paper plant.
Okay.
I don't know what other name it had, but it was started with Reverend Mr. Goodbread, I believe. Oh, well, he's some old St. Mary's you're looking about, too.
Okay.
And we would always, all we'd have to do is see my father coming around the church, coming home, and everybody flies out the door to run and greet
him. To meet him.
Meet him and pick him up.
Well, that shows there was a lot of love there.
Oh, yes, it was here. And he always did things with us. We would sit down and read together. And he used to love for me to read for him, you know. Everybody would gather around and tell tales, and I would be the one to read for him here, or Mother would be reading.
Where did your reading material come from?
My reading material, I always had books, and I don't know where I got them from. I'd bring books home from school, and then the slave books that we had, I don't know where Mother got those from, because I was reading, I had a thick book like that about Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth, and all of those years ago, when I was a child, you know, because they were so important in the slave movement.
Do you know if Frederick Douglass was ever down this way to speak? Did you ever hear of him being in the area?
No, I really don't.
I admire him.
Yes, I did too.
No education at all.
That's right, and made such a prominent man.
Yes, he
did. Mm-hmm.
Well, he set the scene for Booker T. Washington and Du Bois.
Yes, that's right, he did.
Okay.
What did
your parents do in their leisure time, or maybe the whole family?
That's it. Any leisure time was spent with family here. We would go for rides or have a nice little picnic somewhere, and because we didn't go to movies or anything like that. But it was always something to do. On Sunday afternoon, Mother would make a big churn of ice cream, and we sat on the porch and had ice cream and cookies.
I know why you're so nice. You had a fun family.
We did. Yes, we honestly did. Yeah. Uh-huh. And yet they were strict. They brought us up very strict.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All right, we were not allowed to play with certain children.
Would this be white or black?
Was black.
Black.
That's right. And we just and even some a few white, because everybody played together, you know, but. If they didn't have just a certain upbringing, my mother and father would not
have us associated. Didn't want you exposed to them.
That's
sure.
Right.
Okay.
And we could have to sit on our front porch and do a little needlework, a little embroidery, or read books. And that was it. And the fun time would come when we'd have to go, I'd go back in the kitchen with them and start making a cake or making candy. So that was just, and that was fun for us. We didn't have the radio or television then.
Yeah.
We did have a big old phonograph.
Okay.
Play music and do our little dancing in the house with Mother and my father and just have fun like that.
Wonderful. Riding on the boat to Fernandina to go to school, was that kind of like being free a little bit? Was that, was there a certain, certain freedom from the parental?
Well, it was. But I was always chaperoned with my mother or even my father.
Okay.
Then I would stay the week.
Okay.
And then my grown cousins, wherever I went, it was with one of them.
I see.
So I was as sheltered over here as I was at
home. I see. That's what I was driving at.
Yes, right. Just as sheltered here as I was at home, and I grew up to be the dumbest little thing. I didn't know anything about life, nothing at all.
Well, those things come.
That's
Have you seen the picture Rosewood?
No.
You it's coming should, on, I think, so. I haven't been able to bring myself to see it.
You should.
Right.
That's okay. That's
I think
right.
It was on TV, though.
I know it's advertised to come
they have
on,
shown
I think, Sunday.
Yes. Excerpts of something on TV, but I haven't seen it fully.
There's violence there that is disturbing.
Yes.
But there's also some educational value to it.
Of
I think
course,
it's something
yes.
you should see.
Yes.
And I was asking that because there were three or four things. After the Civil War was Reconstruction, when people were
yes.
trying to put things back together again,
mm-hmm.
and the blacks were free,
that's
supposedly.
Right. Yes.
But there was no money, they had to work,
that's
and it was
true.
Kind of pseudo-slavery, I guess. And
yes.
then along came the black codes.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do this, you
that's
couldn't do
true.
That, and
no.
so forth. Were these things discussed in the family at all?
Of course they were. And most parents with any background thought they were horrible.
Yeah.
And
yes.
just wondered, many times they would say, well, Lord, how much more can you expect of us?
Yes.
I mean, we're doing uh-huh. everything you say, we're trying to be good people and
yeah.
all. How can you let your people suffer
yes.
when you're the one to help us now? My parents did not, you know, receive any physical abuse or none of this, but it touched anyone it touched. It hurt that person,
yes.
whether it was you or not.
Well, did they try to vote, for example?
They did.
Did
and
they
at
have?
One time, I think, I was told that my father and two other men, Mr. Griffin, my father-in-law, and the principal of our school, Tola Harris, were the three men that they let vote in the town. This was before voting really became
yeah.
legal. For
I think that's a key phrase. They let vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right. Yes.
The amendments after
that's
the Civil War
right.
guaranteed everyone the
to
right
vote.
To citizenship,
right.
the right to
that's
vote.
That's right, but they didn't.
Well,
didn't
they had what they call
yes.
black codes, and
that's
they used
right.
to have poll tax and
right.
quizzes and things,
yes,
and
right.
if you
that's
they could
right.
keep you from voting
of
if they didn't want
they
you to
that's
vote.
That's true. And
but
they
your father
that.
Was mm-hmm. one that they allowed to vote.
That's right. My father, Tora Harris. And Mr. Griffin were three men, I think, that they permitted
mm-hmm.
to vote in the town.
Did that create conversation in the family? Did you discuss why others couldn't vote, perhaps?
Well, I think we may have mentioned it, but I was small, you know,
this,
and didn't
yeah.
pay too much attention to it.
Sure,
you know,
okay.
Like.
How did your parents receive health care when they were sick? What happened?
When they were sick, there were always doctors in the town.
Were they black or white, or
they
both?
They were white.
White, okay.
Yes, right. And they would always come to the home
okay.
and take care of us.
Okay.
Right.
Now, this
we
was mainly St. Mary's we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, right.
Okay.
And we were poor, but we as children didn't know we were poor because we had the necessary things we needed.
You had love, and that was...
Yes, we did.
Yes, okay.
And I know that times were hard, but my father would, he would work, even if the fish factory was down, he would do something. He would work in the town, anything, after he gave up his horses.
Okay.
He did that. He gave up the horses when he moved to Florida.
Okay.
And he just had
that's
one horse at
when
home.
He went to Stark.
Yes.
And eventually
that's
he
right.
came back to Fernandina, or your mother and father?
Yes, my mother and father came back
okay.
to Fernandina, and then back to St. Mary's when they found they could
okay.
buy the home. And
okay.
it was so funny the way they got the home back. Whoever bought the homestead was not keeping the payments up, seemed
I
like.
See.
And you know, at that time, you could buy for little or nothing.
Yes.
And it was a friend of my father's, a white friend, Mr. Tom Casey. He came over to Fernandina and told him, he said, Frank, you know, your father left you the homestead and you sold it. He said, well, the people who are buying it is not keeping it up, not keeping up the payments, so I'm going to have to foreclose on them. Why don't you buy that home back? And that's what my father did.
Isn't that wonderful?
Bought the homestead back.
So then you moved back
then
to St. Mary's.
Back to St.
Did
Mary's.
You stay over there then, or did you come back to Fernandina again?
No, we stayed there,
okay.
but in the meantime, when I became school age, like about 7 or 8, then that's when I would come to school.
Just
go
on the boat.
Yes,
yes,
right.
Okay. Let's see here. Did you feel that the law protected you when when you were young?
No. Not that I did anything wrong, but it didn't protect any colored people, seemingly, no.
Okay.
That was really very unfair.
Yes.
And you hated it. It just seemed as if you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of something called convict leasing?
No.
I'll explain that to you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone was put in jail,
yes.
And usually black people,
yes.
And a turpentine company or a lumber company needed help,
right.
The county or the city would lease the convict to the turpentine company. The money would come back to the sheriff or somebody,
yes.
But the labor was done by the black person
that's
in
right.
That.
That's right.
Did you ever hear of
yes,
that?
Yes, I have, because my father had about, I think it was 290 acres of land out further out, not right in the city limits of mm-hmm. St. Mary's, but in St. Mary's. And that's how he used to lease the land to turpentine people. And I have heard him say that they would have some of those convicts there, you know, and then he would tell us girls, stay
away.
In the house, don't go
yes.
anywhere. If you see strangers
yeah.
or anything, you stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm sure that was carried through on his
yeah, in many respects, his convict leasing was worse than slavery.
Yes, I guess
those
it was.
Poor people
oh,
were just worked to death, literally.
That's true, yes.
Whereas a plantation, the slave master mm-hmm. would reasonably take
yes.
care of his people because
yes.
he wanted them to work tomorrow
that's
and the next
right.
day.
But yes,
they,
that's right.
There was no ownership here,
no,
so they just drove
right.
them to.
Because I have seen the convicts working hard on the road. You know, they used to have them making highways and digging the railroads or digging rocks and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it would look so pitiful
mm-hmm.
to see them out there. Just
so you
drive.
Saw them both in St. Mary's and here when you were coming to school?
Yes, right, on the highways
mm-hmm.
working or something.
Okay. You never then came back to live back here, but you visited
yes,
because
yes.
of the family connection.
Yes,
okay.
yes, that's right.
Okay. We've talked about your brothers and sisters. You
mm-hmm.
had two brothers and one sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work when you were young?
I worked a little bit, not very much.
What?
Because the little job I had taking care of someone's children
okay.
was like they were mine.
Yes.
I would play with them.
That wasn't
right.
work, that was fun.
Right. And I did that for a short while.
Okay.
I worked for them with the loans in St. Mary's.
Okay.
And then I did do a little work for Dr. Christian.
Was he a white doctor?
Yes, he was
okay.
a white doctor.
Okay.
And they were awfully nice because people weren't paying much then. But I was just a little young girl, you know, but there were things I could do.
What did you do with the money you earned?
Well, with the money I would earn, I'd buy stockings or a book or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was ours.
Oh, you didn't have to give it to your parents?
No, I didn't have
to. It was yours to keep.
It was mine to keep,
okay.
yes, right.
Okay. Can you describe a normal meal at home?
Yes.
What did you eat and who prepared it? And
Well, sometimes Mother had to cook a different thing for some of us because some of us didn't eat fish, some of us didn't want this. But we always had lovely meals because my mother was a very good cook.
Okay.
And it would consist of her nice hot biscuits in the morning
okay.
with bacon or sausages or
uh-huh.
even fish sometimes. And for dinner, we always had a vegetable and chicken. More chicken than beef at
okay.
the time.
Okay. Did you raise most of what you ate?
Yes, we did.
Vegetables
yes.
and animals
yes.
and so
yes,
forth?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. You went to church in St. Mary's,
yes,
I'm sure.
I did.
Was that?
I went to the Episcopal Church for quite a few years. Then I changed and went over to the Methodist Church. That
okay.
was my father's church.
Okay.
And I went to the Methodist Church
okay.
then.
Okay. Did you ever come to Good Shepherd when you were here at Fernandina?
Oh, yes, yes.
When you were visiting?
That was the little church down the hill.
Little
that's
church
right,
down
yes.
the hill.
Every Sunday morning here, right. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the controversy in the middle 60s when they combined the well, first of all,
mm-hmm.
the city condemned the old Good Shepherd Church because it had
right.
been, it was the original Episcopal
yes.
church and it had been moved. out of the cemetery, and it was just tired. It was condemned.
Yes, right.
And they started building the new Good Shepherd, which is now the parish office.
Oh, is that right?
And
no,
and
I didn't know that because you see, I left from St. Mary's in 1940.
Oh.
And then I was gone for 53 years.
Where did you go? This New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I only stayed in New York for 1 year, and I didn't care for it.
I see.
Because I had two little girls, and I didn't like the city, even though it was very nice there. It wasn't nothing like now, you know, but I still didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband got a job in New Jersey, and we moved there, where we lived for 43 years.
Okay. Well, now we missed talking about your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet him, and what was his name?
His name was Theodore Griffin.
Theodore?
Yes.
Okay.
And we met right in St. Mary's in school.
Okay.
And at first I used to say, oh, I don't like that old big boy. But it turned out that it developed into a marriage that lasted for 53 years.
Wonderful. Where were you married? In St. Mary's?
In St. Mary's,
in the church?
Yes, I had at home I had a small wedding.
Okay.
But at first, when I got married, just out of the blue sky, we went to the courthouse and got married.
I see.
And then after that, my parents insisted, well, you have to have a little home marriage here. And that was by Reverend J.W. Brown there in
Did he come from South Carolina?
Reverend Brown, I think so.
I may call you about that. There's a lady at a nursing home here in Fernandina that asked one of the Meals on Wheels people if they knew anything about a Reverend Brown. He came from South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
He brought a, I would say, a maid and her daughter down with him, too.
Oh, yeah, but no, I think this is a
different Brown.
Because he had a family.
Okay.
Yes, right.
What was his first name? Do you remember?
Yes, James.
James?
James
Brown.
Brown.
I may get back to you on that
right.
one.
That would be fun.
Yeah, when you mentioned a little wedding, I chuckled. Jackie and Mamie.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressed up for a funeral or something, and Jackie said to Mamie, "Well, we're all dressed up. Let's go get married."
Oh my goodness!
Did you ever hear that story?
That is cute. No, he didn't tell me that.
Yeah, so that's what he told me, and I've got it on tape somewhere.
Well, that's
okay. Well, now, did you ever come back to St. Mary's or Fernandina when you were in New Jersey?
Oh, yes. I would come back every 2 or 3 years to visit.
Okay.
And
here in Fernandina or St. Mary's?
St. Mary's. Then I would come over here to see my aunts over here.
Okay.
Whatever uncles were here.
Okay.
And I did that up until everyone left. The older ones died.
Okay.
My aunts and uncles.
Okay.
They passed away, so then I would come back still and visit my family in St. Mary's.
Okay.
But still loved Fernandina. And my daughter fell in love with it, the one that owns the house here, not ours.
Okay.
We would come down in the wintertime after we retired. My son had bought a condo over on the beach, a mile by the sea.
Okay, yeah.
And we would come down every year and stay about a couple of months, so I'd have a chance to visit friends.
When did you start coming down?
Now, I think he bought it in 80, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So from 80 up until, I think he sold it. He sold it since I moved down here, yes.
Okay, okay.
So he must have sold it in 92, because then we were established here in the home.
Okay.
And he didn't come down that often, so then he sold it. But my husband had many enjoyable moments because he loved the ocean.
Yes.
He was a shrimp
Right
at St. Mary's.
Okay.
And his father owned a tugboat all of his life.
I see.
And
okay.
he used to go up the river with logs or wherever he was going, sometime the northern part of Georgia, where is the place called Kilkenny or Traders Hill, where you traded the slaves.
Okay.
And all the Florida waters he.
What do you remember people telling you about Traders Hill?
Well, I know that was where they traded the slaves.
Did they?
And we went to visit the very spot where they would hold the big auctions for the slaves.
Were they just off the boat? Did they land somewhere close by?
I think so.
I see.
Yes, okay. And they would trade the slaves there. Yeah.
How far from St. Mary's was that?
Trader's Hill. No.
Couldn't have been too far.
No, it isn't too far. I would say it's about a 3 or 4 hour drive.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, something like
okay.
that. I couldn't say it in miles,
okay.
but it's yeah. about a 3 or 4 hour drive.
Now, what took you and your husband, I guess your husband, and you
yes.
went with him to New
mm-hmm.
York and then to New Jersey? What kind of work was he doing?
Well, at that time, there wasn't much work in St. Mary's for anyone to do. Even the shrimp was not running good, and the poultry plant had gone out of business. So he worked for a while on Dungeness Island.
Okay.
And at that time, the men were getting $1 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how you got along with that here. But my father had died in 1936, and my mother, my sister, was already living in New York, married. And my mother decided she would go up there with my sister. So when she did, that left me in the old homestead
mm-hmm.
With my one little baby, because mother came back again when Dolores was born to be with me.
Okay.
And she said, I just cannot picture you being here by yourself, all the family
mm-hmm.
away. You know, I had family like cousins and aunts and things, but she said, I just wish you would come up there because it doesn't look like the town is going to boom. Nothing is doing anything, and you're too fine to waste your life.
It was an economic situation,
oh,
wasn't
yes,
it?
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah.
Can we tie this down to the late 30s then?
This was when it started, I would say, yes,
yeah.
in the late 30s, and
okay.
I left in 1940.
Okay.
Yes.
There were two
mm-hmm.
significant migrations of good black people to the
mm-hmm.
north. One was
mm-hmm.
after World War I, and the other one
mm-hmm.
was before or during World War II.
Yes.
And the real reason for the migration was much better
mm-hmm.
opportunity to earn money and
oh,
better
yes.
salaries.
Yes, it was.
So this was what was involved
That's
here.
True. That's what was involved.
Okay.
My husband wasn't so hot about going. He stayed. He finished the shrimping season out. You know, the boats would then
sure.
go to North Carolina.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then from North Carolina, he came immediately to New York.
I see.
And we stayed in New York for 1 year. And my mother had set up a very nice apartment for me and everything. But I just didn't like it. You know, I had the little girls, and I was
sure.
used to the open space, you know, with
uh-huh.
the cars not hitting them and everything. So when we got a job in New Jersey, he got a job as caretaker of a very beautiful estate there.
I see.
So we had our own little home on the place.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
was he in the service?
No, he did not go in the service.
Okay.
It was some excuse from the service.
Okay.
And,
can you share with me your feelings about how black folks were treated down here as opposed to up there? There was a difference.
There was a difference.
Can you
yes.
describe the differences?
Yes, I think I can. Down here, you knew how you were going to be treated. You knew what to expect, that they didn't want you. Up there, they treated you nice, but you could feel a little undercurrent
okay.
at times.
Okay.
It existed here. Well, I remember one incident that happened up there. My husband was supervisor of this large estate. We lived there, and this was a real wealthy man, a radio man. And we were the only blacks that lived in the street. All in front of us was whites. And of course, when we first moved there, the kids would come and peep in the gate, you know, and everything. So tell the children, you be friendly, you can speak, but I mean, that's as far as it goes. So one night, someone knocked on the door, and it was one of the neighbors. So he came in and asked my husband, would he talk to his boss about giving him a job. So my husband told me, he said, well, I think you know my boss better than I know him. I just got here. He said, why didn't you ask him before? So this fellow, he didn't have good sense either. He said, well, I thought you would ask him because, you know, no black people haven't ever lived here before. Well, I heard those words. I wasn't in the room, mm-hmm. but I heard them.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of my room and I said, now you just leave. Go right out the door mm-hmm. and don't come back in here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just go now. He said, well, what did I say? I just said no black people didn't ever live here before. And he said, and you know, you have to behave yourself if you live here. I told him, I said, you don't know who you were talking to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, you just please go out the door, because I was getting really angry
yes.
here. And I made him go out the door here, that's it. So mm-hmm. that was that little episode. So we stayed there. Then the people saw how we were. And I'm telling you, I never had so many good friends before in my life.
The white people in the
that's
community.
That's right.
Sure.
Oh, yes. They, yeah. wanted to take my kids to school, but we got in a carpool. I would take theirs, and then they would take mine uh-huh. 1 week, and they would visit, and we would chat and talk, and everything was nice. But with that particular family, I just still stayed my distance
yes,
a little bit.
I
treated
understand.
Them nicely,
yes.
but I stayed my distance
yes,
here.
Yes.
So I would say, like I have heard people say, no, the North has been much better. Everyone is not like that. But in some, you could detect a little
yes.
undercurrent of
yes.
things happening
yes.
here.
Okay.
You really
well,
can.
Well, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Did you have home remedies as a child? How did Mom take
yes.
care of your colds? And
castor oil.
Castor
and
oil.
Juice.
I hate it today. Castor oil and orange juice and rubbing you with them Palma Christian leaves
okay.
if you had the fever. Put one on your head for the fever.
Mustard plasters? Did you have
oh,
those
yes, there? Mustard plasters on your chest.
Okay.
I think I was the worst one. She had trouble with those things on, though. Okay, because I hated grease. I hated anything like that.
Okay.
Yes, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I ask you when you were married, mm-hmm. what did you and your husband talk about relative to segregation and problems some black people were experiencing?
Oh, well, we thought it was horrible. And especially why we wanted to leave, too, was, well, maybe our children won't be faced with you know, desegregation. Can't go buy a soda in the drugstore.
So leave to go north, or leave north to come back?
No, leave north to leave to here to go north.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Because the conditions in that line was much different.
Yes.
You could go where you wanted. You could
up north. You could go.
Yes,
where
you wanted to
uh-huh.
and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then at least you felt better, you know. But
uh-huh.
I didn't ever go to the theater because my father would say no. You have to go up in that old balcony, you stay right home here.
Yes.
If you have your choice of, I want to sit in the balcony
yeah.
or I want to sit downstairs, that's yeah. a different thing.
This was the movie in Fernandina that had the balcony? Or was there
yes,
one?
Yes, I think it was the one in Fernandina.
Yes, okay.
Because it was just in recent years they put a movie theater in St. Mary's
okay.
after I left from here.
I
that
see.
Was back there.
Can you share with me experiences that you may have had about maybe the kids needed to go to the restroom or any of these kinds of things that?
Only on the train, I think, that I had an altercation with someone. And that was before the trains were desegregated. I was coming from New York to Florida.
Okay.
And the kids were thirsty. I had the two little girls with me, 5 and 7. And some young man got up. We were in a colored coach, you know, a coach with all colored people.
Coming from the north
coming
down
from
here.
Coming from the north down here. And this man got up, and he went and got a Coca-Cola. So I asked him, where did he get it from? Because I would like something cold for the children. He said, well, if you want one, I'll go get it for you. So he went and bought all of us a Coke.
Was this a black gentleman?
This was
yeah.
a black gentleman.
Okay.
Now along comes the porter on the train, who was white. I think we were in Virginia then. and he wanted to know where I got this coat from. So I asked him, I said, well, why? So I said, a gentleman got it for me. He said, well, what gentleman got that for you? He said, because you don't have no business getting it. This is Virginia, don't you know you're not supposed to sell to your home? Well, he raised such a fuss, and he tried to make me point out the gentleman, but I wouldn't do it.
Yes.
I just didn't do it here, but I was a little nervous wreck with my children there.
Why, sure.
I didn't know what would happen, you know, and I wanted to be defensive and everything. So he said, well, you're just not supposed to have this drink here. I said, well, I'm sorry, we have it now, and we're drinking it. So he fussed and fussed, and he would leave and come back and ask me, do you see that man yet who bought it for you? And I would say, no, I don't. And until we got out and he finally left us alone. But
mm-hmm.
Well, that was about the hardest thing that hurt me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
with segregation.
Did you have any of those experiences around Fernandina?
Not very much, because we knew the places where you could go.
Where you could go.
And where you couldn't, and
yes.
we were told, don't go there.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You know, some of them tried to protect us from being hurt.
Yes.
They didn't want us
mm-hmm.
to be hurt, and
mm-hmm.
it was better for us to, if you don't want me, well, then I don't want you,
yes.
to stay away
yeah.
from them, and that's what we did. And
mm-hmm.
it made things better on our part. It was terrible to know that you couldn't do a simple thing, but it made you feel better. At least no one was hurting you all.
Yes, you knew it, so you
yes.
didn't put yourself
no,
in the middle
no,
of it.
No,
okay.
you didn't put yourself
okay.
out for it. Not at all.
Do you recall ever having heard about problems in the western part of Nassau County, Yulee, Callahan?
I've heard that Yulee was the meanest state. The meanest county in Florida.
I've heard that too. Can you tell me any things you heard about what happens in Yulee? Or?
No, but I have heard that many colored fellows have gotten beaten up just for no reason at all.
Just being there in Yulee.
Just being there in Yulee.
Yeah.
You're right. Gotten beaten up. Now, I don't know them, but I've heard the
yes. uh-huh.
colored fellows talk about it, even my husband.
So black
mm-hmm.
folks in Fernandina
mm-hmm.
weren't too happy about going to Yulee then?
No, that's right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about Callahan or Hilliard?
I didn't know much about Callahan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Jacksonville at all from here when you were around here or St.
Yes,
Mary's?
Because
how did you go by train?
At first we used to go by train, then someone had a car, one of my old cousins, and we would go by car then.
You'd go through Yulee then, wouldn't you?
Yes, and even if you came from St. Mary's in a car, you had to come through Yulee.
Okay.
And I was really a little scary cat. And
okay.
all I know is I would see the sign of the Yulee.
Yeah,
and
you
I
didn't
think
enjoy going through
no,
Yulee.
No, I would
okay.
think something was going to happen.
Yes,
and,
okay.
and yet we had never been face to face with something happening
yes,
to us.
Yes, but you were just alert.
Just, yes, and
okay.
hearing things that happened
okay.
here.
Okay.
And knowing how cautious my mother and father were about
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. How about, have you ever heard of a gentleman named I'm not sure he was a gentleman. Youngblood?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me anything about what you heard about him?
That he was one of the meanest sheriffs ever. Youngblood, I really have.
Prior to
mm-hmm.
becoming sheriff, I
mm-hmm.
understand he was in charge of building roads. And
yes, right. That's what I've heard.
Do you know what kind of help they had building roads?
I think they had convicts or poor people, you know,
okay.
had to do that kind
uh-huh.
of work. That's it.
Do you remember any examples of Sheriff Youngblood doing things that you didn't think were right?
I don't know, but me being away from here, I don't know, but I heard someone now, I hope I'm going to say this right, seemed like he either beat up or killed a colored fellow at one time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure it must have been Youngblood
mm-hmm.
that did that.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear of that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know exactly who it was, you know, I wasn't living here at the time, or even in St. Mary's, just coming down for a visit and heard them talk about it.
So this was in the 40s then?
Yeah, this must have been in the 40s, yes, it had to be, yes. Because he was sheriff when I left from here, I think, even.
I've heard there was a lot of moonshine around these parts. Did you ever hear anything about that?
Yes, I did, and I certainly did. Yeah.
Can you tell me any tales about moonshine?
Hearing the young fellows said how they would go and steal the moonshine over wherever they had it in the woods. But I do know that a lot of people made their living, even though it was illegal, but selling it like that.
Okay.
But that's another thing we were sheltered from. None of us ever drank or smoke or anything. My father would take his little sip, but he would call it rainwater. And we didn't know any better.
That's wonderful.
We really thought it was rainwater when he would have a little sip.
You know where he got it?
No, I really don't know where he got it from, but he had friends in St. Mary's. Uh-huh. They had their little cliques, you
know. Did your mom enjoy rainwater?
No, she didn't touch it.
She didn't?
She just cooked all kind of good food and good cakes and things for us.
I can remember.
That's all right. Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with it, but as a kid, there was a friend that you had in the north, and he would always say, he had this little bottle, I didn't know what it was, and he would say he was drinking iced tea.
That's good.
Because my father didn't want his children to know he would take a drink, see. He was telling us you not to play with that rough crowd, or when we became teenagers, we couldn't go out like the other girls and other boys could. We could go to a school affair or a church affair, and a dance came to St. Mary's one day. They had a ball game, Fernandina and St. Mary's. And after that, they was going to have a dance. And it was all teenagers. And my mother would not let me go. Well, I cried. And I was trying to tell her all the good people who was going to be there, you know. And I cried. So finally, my father came in from work, and he took pity on me. And he said, all right, he told my mother, he said, "Oh, Essie, let her go. I'll go sit there. Let her have a little fun." Because they were all school friends from over in Fernandina.
Were they all black or a black and white?
No, at that time they were all black. Okay.
Were you in any school in Fernandina that was desegregated? Can you remember being in school with?
Peck High School was.
Blacks and whites at Peck?
No, it was segregated.
Segregated,
yes,
okay.
Right. No, I didn't go to any school that was desegregated.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And I think when my mother was coming along, she was a child, many of them went to private schools.
I see.
They had private teachers.
Okay.
Because they didn't have much of a school here then.
Okay.
Bishop Delaney was one of the men that helped promoted the building of a school for black people in Fernandina.
I see.
So
after he became a bishop, or
no, while he was growing up here.
Okay.
Right during that time,
he was befriended by a priest at St.
That's
Peter's,
right.
Father Thackeray.
That's right.
Yes.
So it gave him an incentive, a outlook to know the needs of the town and everything. And
now you and your husband had two children?
Yes, we had three, but I had two before I left from here.
I see, okay.
And my son was born in New Jersey.
I see, okay.
That's it. And I even adopted a little girl from the county. We didn't have anything, but we always could eat.
You shared.
And we always had clothes. And the old home was old, but we kept it up as nice as we could.
Did you make your own clothes at home? Not maybe you, but did your mother make
your
clothes?
My mother would, yes. Mother would sew my little dresses and everything here, right? She did, until then later on catalogs started coming out and you could order.
Yes, sure.
That's it.
Well, as we wrap up this discussion, are there any things you can think of that you want to tell me that we haven't talked about?
Let me see, is there Have I told y'all anything?
You told us a lot, but...
Have you learned some things from this?
I've learned things, because over the years, like, we always, the dinner table was always the place that we
discussed and talked. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things had a funny, you know, light, funny things to them.
Uh-huh.
And then there were serious things, especially when I heard my parents talk about segregation and how you had to, you know, step off the sidewalk for a white person to pass by. And some of the things were frightening to me. I still remember the fear that I had when I heard those things. That's why I haven't been able to look at Rosewood yet.
I will,
but mm-hmm. I have to be in a certain frame of mind.
Yes.
Before I can look at those things.
Good, can I ask her a few questions?
Oh,
I'm
sure,
intrigued by your comments.
Of course, yes.
You mentioned fear. Where did you learn about this fear? I mean, what things happened that made you fearful?
Just observing people. And I'll say both North and South.
Yes, but here
in Utah. Yeah, it wasn't just the South, because I think I was a little young, really, to remember
anything
too much
of
the South, except mm-hmm. what I might have heard in conversation. And you know, when you know, a child knows when something's bad and when it's good, and so you just get fear from the bad sound of something, even the tone of the voices, even if they're hushed.
Yes,
you know, there's something wrong. You're not supposed to hear those things, or it's bad, whatever it is. And the fear, the fear is always. Sometimes the fear is still there, mm-hmm. you know. So if you go, and I even know now, if I go into a town and you know there are no black people in it, you're basically, the fear comes. You don't let anybody know that you're afraid, you know. But there's always that
your inner
that
sense
inside.
Yes,
you have to be careful. Yes. Somebody's going to think you're trying to steal something. You know, you hesitate if you have to go to a door, you know, for whatever reasons, and. But it's not, you know, it's not bad, because just about everywhere we go, we have friends. We have white friends and black friends. You know, we have lots of white friends.
Are you permanently here now in Fernandina?
No, I'm in Jersey.
Jersey, okay. Okay. You're visiting.
Right.
For the record, would you repeat your first name so we transcribe it?
Iris.
Iris. I-R-I-S?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Iris.
And your last name?
Smith.
Smith?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you were here. I have, as a matter of fact, encourage children of the people I'm discussing these things with to be around, because it's a learning process, too.
Right.
I'm sure there are a few things here you heard maybe you thinking more about or hadn't heard before.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else we need to talk about here that would be helpful to someone who might be interested in African-American history around here?
Well, I guess when I lay down tonight, everything will come back to you.
Well, that's okay. You've done very well, and
yes,
I appreciate that.
You.
I'm just going to turn the machine off now.
Yes.
This little light shows that it's working.
Oh, yes.
And,